Buenas tardes. I would like to speak in Portuguese, but unfortunately, I'm not allowed to do that, as there is a problem of translation. That's why I have to try to speak in English, and I apologize for the future mistakes. But anyway, what I would as I have to speak in English, I try to just speak and show some video, some other things which I will be talking about. My name is Panaibra Gabriel. I'm an artist, choreographer, and I'm here representing the company Culturarte. It was established in 1998, and I've been doing my work from that time. And as the environment in Maputo, there is no educational program for people who want to do contemporary dance. I decide throughout my company to establish a program for choreographic development, and it was in that context we created the first development training program in a choreographic session. But to do that, we didn't make any adventure like, okay, we want to do a program and then that's it. We are thinking, what does it mean to establish a training program in a contemporary dance in Africa, in Mozambique? And then in that context, we decided to start making a big event, which was a meeting to discuss that as an issue. And then in that context, we invited many different choreographers from Africa and from Europe who have been working in Africa. And we invite people like Boisi Sekwana, you mentioned, Faustin Linekula, Saido Boru, and people like Olga Mesa, people like Thomas Howard, which is from Europe, who have been working in Africa, and others. And we spend 3 days discussing what can be teaching contemporary dance in Africa. And then after all the contribution, we set a kind of curriculum for the training. And the training program it was a 6-month training program, which was 5 days a week, working 8 hours, and divided in 3 modules. The 3 module was between 8 or 6 weeks, where I was working as a residence choreographer, where I'm working for all 6 months. But in between, in the module, I invite like two choreographers to focus in a specific aspect, where we decide to work in body awareness and working in some techniques which is not demanding too much in terms of what the dancers should do, but which can open possibility like Laban techniques and others, and then develop the improvisation techniques as well, like how the student can develop and that side, that specific side, and then it end in a choreographic creativity. I can say that in my bad English. Well, in the end of that 6 months, we make a kind of end of the training where we divide the group in two, and then we show it in 2 evening. But in the end of these 6 months, we do something. It was a co-producer, which is like the end of the training where the students can propose a project to Culturarte. And then together we find the money to co-produce the work. And then from that idea, we had a 12 projects coming from the students. We co-produced them, and we set what today is called Platform the Dance, which we set the first dance platform in Maputo in 2005. And from there, we organize it with partnership with this French Cultural Center, where today they are the organizer. We are still doing our thing there. We work with them for the first, which was with these young artists. They invite some to just make a strong program. Then we work together in the second, and then the third one they are still doing with other local producer. What I will show you is just, well, I think it already started. Yeah. Maybe you can put, it's not that one, my dear. Can you go back to the menu? Go back. Back. Back, yeah, there is a back. Yeah, Cultural Showcase Training Project, is that first one? Yes. No, the first one, yes. If you have a little sound, you can put it, and then I will cut after a while, because there is some testimony from the participants. I think it can be...
O doutorado está a desenvolver, começou já em 2003 a desenvolver um programa de formação profissional na área de dança contemporânea. A partir de uma audição aberta, selecionamos 15 bailarinos de Maputo e Matola para uma formação consistente de 6 meses, que obedeceu a um programa de 6 horas diárias durante 5 dias por semana. Então, depois dessa formação, os bailarinos formados tiveram a desenvolver, na segunda fase, que é esta, um trabalho do final do curso, que é apresentarem pequenos projetos pessoais. Então, são esses projetos que estamos a apresentar nesta plataforma como jovens coreógrafos. Pronto, estivemos a ver as primeiras propostas dos alunos. E eu penso que há um grande potencial e que o que precisam de oportunidade, precisam de informação. E o programa nosso de formação é criar essa oportunidade de dar formação, a informação, as pessoas precisam de ser treinadas. Eles já têm um talento natural, mas o que lhes falta são os meios de poder ter conhecimento. Então, esse programa de formação tem esse objetivo de oferecer esses meios.
Apareceu cá um workshop, Trago pela Cultura Arte. Foi um workshop muito curto, mas disso despertou um bocado de atenção para o ato de dança contemporânea, né? Como nos encontramos na dança contemporânea. Desta vez tivemos o convite para participar no estágio de desenvolvimento coreográfico. De 200 e tal pessoas, foram 15, e é o que viram. O resultado do trabalho é exatamente este. No desenvolvimento coreográfico, aprendemos várias técnicas de dança. Trabalhamos com vários professores de países diferentes, a partir da África, América, até a Europa. O intercâmbio é sempre importante para nós, mesmo que ir à escola e estamos sempre a aprender, não queremos ficar estáticos, né? O mais importante é sempre aprender.
Durante o processo em si, tive encontros com o Boys Itsekwane durante a formação aqui, com outros colegas africanos que partilhamos essa ideia de uma formação. E fomos desenvolvendo uma ideia de poder expandir esse programa que a Cultura Arte tem unicamente na região, um programa de formação consistente.
Many people who are exposed to something for the first time, who become aware of it, can imagine a lot of things. They can imagine that they can, of course, me too, I can do this, in theory. But when you have to do it in practice, it's a different thing. And so this awareness of what it takes to be able to move from the point where you are an audience person who is very excited about watching dance and imagining all these things that, of course, me too, to the point where you can get to the stage where you can present what you've seen or something similar to what you've seen. And for us, it's this understanding of these processes and making these processes available within the region. And hopefully, I mean, we can't claim to be pioneering something that has been done, that has not been done before, because this has been done. But what we are trying to do is to try to create a wave for this generation and the generation that comes after us, that is already starting.
Vi pessoas a fazerem dança contemporânea, eu chorei, eu tenho medo de conseguir, eu não quero.
Okay, sorry, I have to cut just to give us sense ideas. And well, after that, we try to do another program. We keep doing it the same 6 months, but as it's a lot of money, we have a lot of constraint to keep doing it. We did the second training program, where as well it's ended in 2007, and from there up to date there was no other training program. But around, as we had a problem with financial, we try to develop and to connect the region. And in that sense, we started to travel in the region, try to meet people like Hariri in Madagascar, and Boise was in Durban, then try to organize a workshop with other young artists local, and then see if we can keep that move in the region. And then in that sense, from 2005 to 2006, we developed that kind of meeting. And for the 2007 the Times platform, we try to include some young artists coming from the region. In fact, we didn't have a lot of money. We were able to bring one art dancer coming from Madagascar and another one from Congo, Kinshasa. And, I will show a little bit the idea of the second showcase we did in 2007. Sound, it's okay.
In November of 2007, Maputo, the capital of Mozambique, held the second International Contemporary Dance Platform. This event was produced by the Franco-Mozambican Cultural Center and also received local sponsorship. National and international choreographers, dancers, programmers, and producers have had the opportunity to share experiences and set up plans for future collaborations. The Mozambican company, Culture Art, has played a leading role in the sustainable development of contemporary dance in the Southern African region. It was during this international encounter that Culture Art promoted its second artistic showcase, presenting shows and organizing debates. This year, Culture Arts programs included the co-production of young choreographers and dancers from Mozambique, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and Madagascar. These shows are the result of the professional training programs that Culture Art has been developing during the past 10 years at national and regional levels. The second contemporary dance platform witnessed the artistic growth of these young creators. Whether they have performed in shows co-produced by Culture Art or independent productions, the majority of the choreographers and dancers have benefited from previous training programs produced by Cultural Art. In addition to the training activities, Cultural Art works to develop a regional network for the practice and promotion of contemporary dance. With that purpose in mind, the first international encounter was organized around the theme Sustainability of Performing Arts in Southern Africa. These debates helped to build a common vision and resulted in a document that includes recommendations on the role of governments, programmers, corporation partners, and the artists themselves. The second international contemporary dance platform was a real success. With approximately 40 shows and workshops, 200 artists and technicians, audiences of more than 6,000 people, and the presence of national and international press, Maputo has established itself as a point of reference for the production and promotion of contemporary dance in Southern Africa. This second international contemporary dance platform not only confirmed the existence of strong interests and organizational capacities in the region, but also created a solid base for the future. See you at the next performance.
Okay, well, as we have a limited amount of time to speak, what I can say for now is it happened the third dance platform in 2009, but this one was in French Cultural Center, who produces with one local company, which is a promoting company. And then we were not too much involved, but we participate a little bit as an artistic advice. We can give some ideas from outside. I cannot speak a lot because I didn't even stay for all this, but I just say that the environment it was established, and that's the basis of where things began. And then for now, it's like it is, and then we are here to see possibilities to carry on doing what we are doing. And just to mention one thing else is that from 2007, after this platform, we all as well introduced another training program, which it's including people with physical disability. But the vision as well is not to do a kind of program to entertain a disability or to just do the political issues like, okay, we have a disability doing dance, but it's really to find artists with with disability, but people who are really artists. Then that's why we start the program with 20 people, and then now the program will continue with 10 people. The people will find that there is an interesting even potential, and then it's developed. And then for now, there is an artist as well with disability, which they are doing interesting work, co-producing with the Cultura Art or being part of some performance created by Cultura Art. And that's it. Thank you.